Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and an update on my 23rd 26 Habits, which has been gratitude journaling. Now, if you're new to 26 Habits, then how about a quick recap? It's a year-long project spanning 2018 where each fortnight I endeavour to make or break a habit. Why? I hear you cry. So I leave 2018 a better version of myself than how I entered it. That's the idea at any rate. And I know many of you lovely listeners are joining me on this journey and have been sharing your experiences with me on email, on DM, and in the Facebook forum. The link to join that is in the show notes, as are the links to contact me. So far, some of the habits have really stuck. Not buying shop-bought coffee. Not drinking, brackets, as much. The wardrobe clear out is a revelation and something I'm grateful for every single day. Really, honestly, that particular habit, just to make a side note on that one was a lot of hard labour. And I'm making this point because the gratitude journaling is very, very, it's like minimum effort. The wardrobe clear out was maximum effort, but the rewards are daily. And every single morning when I open my wardrobe to get dressed, I am thankful that I took that time, did all that grunt work to get my wardrobe in a shape that means that my life is made easier by it, not harder. Go back and listen to the episodes about that one. That one honestly has been a revelation, but so has the gratitude journaling. Now, there have been quite a few habits centered around wellness, mental health, and well-being, but I had lapsed on those, which is why in last week's episode, you would have heard me saying I was feeling a bit and not quite together on myself. And it's why gratitude journaling became a priority. I wasn't feeling as centered and mellow as I have previously when I've been maintaining things like yoga and meditation habits. So as well as going back and being more diligent about making those a part of my daily life, I decided to underpin them with gratitude journaling. In the last episode, I shared the research with you that suggests there are multiple mental and physical health benefits of taking the time every day to be grateful. So it just seemed like a brilliant time to see whether they were correct. Now, I'm not a journaler in the traditional sense of the word, as I feel a little bit foolish writing things down like that, which is why I've been playing around with a couple of apps, Three Good Things and Happy Feed. Obviously, the links to the both of those will be in the show notes, to try and get me into the habit of journaling. And I'm really enjoying them both, but especially Happy Feed, actually, because as well as letting you input what you're grateful for, you can also upload a photo to go with it so that when you look through your history, because you can sort of read your entire captain's log, as it were, in one sort of scroll, it's like a picture diary as well. And to case in point, last weekend, I was feeling a little bit under the weather and at low ebb. Side note, this always happens to me during half term or when the clocks go back or forward. Does anybody else get this? I just sort of felt like, oh, you know, if there was a cup in front of me, it just, oh God, it's so far away. It was that kind of, you know, feckless energy that's a bit annoying. I wanted to go for a run. I really did. Like, my brain wanted to go for a run, but my body was just like, no, don't want to do it. Shut up. So we compromised and I decided to boot up, get into my winter gear and go for a long walk in the woods. And it was such great medicine. The fresh air was amazing. And I felt invigorated for having done something different and also probably for having absorbed some vitamin D. Although obviously I did wear SPF. I took some pictures while I was out on the walk because it was so beautiful, you know, the thing, sun-dappled country pathways, blanket of bronze leaves on the ground. It was just beautiful. And I didn't think a great deal of it because, you know, I was just texting them to friends until I did my gratitude journaling in the app and was able to add those pictures. Now, when I go back, I went for a lovely walk, knew it was the right thing to do, glad I listened to my body, yada, yada, yada. It's also accompanied by those pictures and it just adds to the journal and the appreciation, I think. I don't know if it's directly linked to the fact I've been gratitude journaling, but the other thing I've noticed is that my efficiency has noticeably peaked this week. I am torching through my to-do list every day, and I've dug my heels in and tackled the stuff I've been putting off for ages, like all the really sort of the stuff that you think, oh, I just don't want to do it, or I don't know how to do it, or you're a bit scared of, or especially if it's, I'm self-employed, especially if it's bank stuff, money stuff, I just think, and I can tend to retreat from it and not face it head on. My friend calls this particular thing swallowing the frog. When you have to do the thing you want to do the least, you have to swallow the frog. Don't ask me where it comes from, what it means, or why it works in this situation. But ever since she said it to me a few months ago, it's really stuck. I cannot. It's just, for me, it just so perfectly sums up all those things that I tend to put on the back burner. And every morning when I go into my office, I've got to do something that either I'm scared of, have been putting off, or don't understand, that's part of it, or just don't particularly want to do because it's not my...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I don't enjoy doing it, but I have to do it. I say, come on, Ems, it's time to swallow the frog. And it makes a big difference. So the point being, I like to think I'm efficient anyway, but this week I've been getting through so much more than usual. Noticeably. And on Monday morning, for example, I wrote down, what is it? My to-do list is here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 things that I had to do, ranging from booking dentist appointments to sending out emails with like new details for some things. All sorts of stuff. Sort of little things, but lots and lots of them. And I got through them all literally by lunchtime. I was like, oh, I was expecting to push some of those onto Friday, but no. So I don't know whether it has anything to do with it. I like to think I'm efficient anyway, but this week I've just been getting through so much more. Could it be linked to the gratitude journaling? Who knows? It may be a coincidence, but I'm not going to stop just in case. And my tips on how to get the most out of a gratitude journal, I would say the devil is in the detail. For example, had a great run today, which is something I have to put into the gratitude journal, because if you've been following me for a while, you know that my fitness really lapsed and I found getting back into running really, really hard. I love it. It's the exercise that I absolutely adore. It makes me feel the best, but actually getting my fitness up has felt very laborious and slow. So I do input my runs, but just putting had a great run today is all well and good, but I feel as though to get the most out of a gratitude journal, you have to qualify with a why. So something like, I had a great run today, upped my speed and pushed through that wanted to quit feeling and ended up running further than usual. One of mine this week has been that I've been reading lots of books for research for the podcast, but have had a book that I've wanted to read for me, and I've talked about this before in the show. I've got my to-be-read pile, but also my to-be-read for the podcast pile, and the podcast pile is bigger, and it means that I've got all these books that I want to read, but I always feel too indulgent and that I should be reading one of the TBR podcast books and applying myself to one of those. But actually, it's really important sometimes to do something for you. So I marked the time in my diary. I thought, right, 45 minutes, I'm going to sit down and start it. Even if you just read the, you know, the introduction, the acknowledge, whatever it is, just the preamble, don't even get to chapter one, just read, just get into it, like take a step into the book, as it were. It sounds so obvious, but that's usually something I'd think about and go, oh, I'll do it in a minute, or I'll do that tomorrow. And then you realize 6 months have whizzed by and you haven't picked up the book. Perhaps the fact I had three things I need to put into my gratitude journal made me prioritize and organize in a way that I don't usually do. I don't know. But there has been a difference. And for that reason, I think it's a great habit to stick with. So it's really interesting that one of my favorite habits has been the wardrobe clear up, which was a lot of physical labor and it took a lot of time, but reaped these incredible rewards that I feel daily. And yet the gratitude journaling is minimum effort. It's typing into your phone. It's less work than a WhatsApp conversation. And that already seems to be having very, very positive daily benefits that I would put on a par with the daily benefit of having done that wardrobe clear out. So how interesting is that? What are your experiences with gratitude journaling? Have you been doing this habit alongside me? If so, let me know. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. You can contact me on direct message on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. That's at Emma G-U-N-S. Or you can join the Facebook forum. The link to that will be in the show notes. That's where a lot of conversations about 26 habits are happening. And there's been lovely support by the members for other people. Lots of people asking questions about things and getting lots of advice and just bolstering from the community. So if you're in that Facebook forum, I do see the amount of support you give each other, and it's so heartening. And I'm delighted that you're there. And as you know, I do go in from time to time and say something ridiculous, which I hope you all enjoy. Right. I've really enjoyed this habit. I'm really enjoying this habit. I am determined to carry on this habit. So let's see how that goes. Please do let me know if you are too. And I will be back next time with habit number 24. Gosh, we really are getting to the end, aren't we? So I will see you. Although I shan't, but you know what I mean. I'll see you on the next one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.